This is Dr. Jeff Kane with Healthcare as Though People Matter. Maybe you've heard of patients requesting DNR, or Do Not Resuscitate. It means that if that person's heart stops, he or she does not want it medically restarted. People who have DNR on their charts are usually unrecoverably sick. And to them, resuscitation means possibly some extended life, but with little or no quality, which is why they've made that choice. A new movement is developing a bit upstream. It's called DNH, or Do Not Hospitalize. People who choose this would accept treatment, but not hospitalization. 80% of terminally ill patients say they want to avoid hospitalization and intensive care at the end of their lives. Fearing hospitals' notorious antibiotic-resistant germs, sleeplessness from noise and frenzied activity, unfamiliar atmosphere, and poor nutrition, they'd rather be home. Yet many get hospitalized anyway, even though studies show that this does not necessarily extend survival. I've heard friends declare that if they were entering their final days, they'd avoid hospitalization. But when the time came, they or their decision-making relatives accepted it anyway. One man spent almost a year in a half dozen ICUs and nursing facilities, steadily having his life and his dignity whittled away. Why then do so many people, after claiming they don't want hospitalization, ultimately agree to it? One reason is that it's impossible to know for sure when we're in our final days. Maybe we'll bounce back. Besides, when we're actually in the situation, we're often less certain about what we want. In addition, there can be overwhelming pressure from medical professionals and from our own families. "Don't you want to fight this?" they'll say. Or, "We love you so much, we can't let you just die." There's a financial factor, too. Intense treatment is precisely how hospitals make their living, and Medicare pays for it anyway. One study found that the more hospitalization is available, the more it's used. In 2014, for example, patients in Boise, Idaho, spent an average 4 days of their last 6 months hospitalized, compared to 13 days for New York City patients. This issue, one of many near the end of life, can be minimized by asking the question, "What do you want done?" Ask it now, before anyone's even sick. And review it regularly, since both situation and attitude are in constant flux. And ask it even though this is a conversation we understandably avoid. In any case, don't worry about an official DNH order. When the question of hospitalization, any hospitalization, arises, you or your responsible agent can make that decision depending on current circumstances. After all, you're the customer. This has been Dr. Jeff Kane reminding you that it's genuine healthcare only when people matter.
Jeff Kane is a physician and writer in Nevada City, California. His latest book is Healing Healthcare: How Doctors and Patients Can Heal Our Sick System.